latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. Jose Mourinho has reportedly been in contact with David De Gea to offer him support after criticism at the World Cup. The Man United and Spain goalkeeper has been in the firing line ever since his high-profile error in the opening game with Portugal. Spain eventually qualified top of Group B, although De Gea once again found himself under scrutiny back in his homeland following Monday's 2-2 draw with Morocco. There are even some calls for the 27-year-old to be dropped by coach Fernando Hierro. Mourinho, though, is believed to have texted his man whilst he was out there working as a pundit for a Russian television station, urging the player to remain calm and keep his head up. Meanwhile, United are said to be showing an interest in Tottenham forward Heung-min Son, who helped send Germany packing for the World Cup. The South Korean ace was on target as they beat Germany 2-0 to progress through to the last 16 and send the holders home with their tail between their legs. The forward stock will no doubt rise even further, and United may have to move quickly to have any chance of doing a deal for the Spurs player. Son had another impressive season for Spurs as they finished in the top four last season, and his performances appear to have caught the eye of their rivals. And finally, Lazio midfielder Sergei Milinkovic-Savic has said he would be happy to stay with the Biancolesti amid speculation over a potential transfer to Juventus and Manchester United. The Italian champions and the 20-time English champions are one of a number of clubs reportedly tracking the 23-year-old who played every minute of Serbia's World Cup games. Commenting on his own future, though, Milinkovic-Savic said, "I need a little bit of rest now. I'll return to Rome and I would be happy if I stay at Lazio as I'm content there and I have a contract. I read something different in the papers every day, but I haven't thought about it yet. First, I'll rest for a bit, then we'll see."